You are now listening to a message from Ekah Christian Center. Get set to be edified. God has blessed you.
Can we open our Bibles very quickly? Amen. Now, we are starting a series on singles, married, what to do while you are single, while you are married. Today, we're starting with the topic, building a love that lasts. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's important to know that God wants us to have healthy relationships, healthy families, families that are built in accordance with his divine purpose and his plan. When you see the prescription for the relationship between a man and a woman in the scriptures, there's a reason for those prescriptions. There's a reason for those instructions. All right, they are not opaque instructions. They are not, you know, outdated, and they are not outlandish. They are actually instructions given by God to us for the actualization of his plans and purpose on the earth. First thing I want to say is this: you are not the first person to get married. You won't be the last person to get married. Praise the Lord. You are not the first person to enter into a relationship. You will not be the last. All right? So it means that the challenges that you are facing, they are not peculiar to you. Glory to God. They are not peculiar to you. The older I have, you know, have become, the more I found out that the wisdom in the scriptures and the wisdom in the Spirit of God, there's nothing that can ever beat it. There's nothing that can ever be better than it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Nothing can be better. Nothing can be better. There are a lot of folks that have a lot of drama in this area. Drama! Amen. Drama! Heartbreak stories that, you know, we can use to make Nollywood movies. Glory to God. And do series. What do you call it now? What do they call that? So when you do 1, 2, 3? Huh? Season 1. Season film. Season 1. Season 2. Season 3. Just one person. You don't have to have, you know, that kind of drama. It's not necessary. Look, I have found that it's not necessary. Because if we listen to the Lord and walk in his word, we will not have many of the challenges that we have and the trauma that we have. Now, one thing about God in his mercy and his grace is even when we don't listen to him and we go and do something that is very silly, when we come back and say, Lord, I'm hurt, he will say, come. Hallelujah. Then he will mend us. Glory to God. He will make us whole. Hallelujah. Then he say, go and try again. Amen. So let's look at the scriptures. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 23 to 24. And the people said, hey! All right. He says, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Hallelujah. Next verse. Everybody want to go 24 says what? Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be what? One flesh. One flesh. Now, listen. An understanding of God's purpose for this cleaving together is very key if you're going to have a successful marital life, because marriage is actually a shadow of what God's plan actually is. Amen. All right, because if you turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, you will see that mirror, praise God, between the relationship between Christ and the church and that between the husband and the wife. So it means that the husband is supposed to be following Christ's example in husbanding his wife, and the wife is supposed to be following the church example in being a wife to her husband. Very, very simple. So the earthly marriage is a mirror. Okay, it's a mirror, all right? It is a shadow to the substance which is Christ and the church. Let's look at it. Look at it in Ephesians 5, 26, 31. It says, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So if you are going here in a relationship, what is going on in that relationship is that the husband or the boyfriend, glory to God, is auditioning, is applying to be the husband of the woman. So the questions we are going to be asking ourselves is based on the job title husband. Who is a husband? Glory to God. When we say, all right, a woman wants, is a girlfriend to someone that they are dating, she's auditioning and she's applying to play the role of wife. So we need to find out, okay, from the job title of wife, does this person fulfill the criteria? Glory to God. How many of you have ever gone for a job interview here? How many of you gone for a job interview? You know that the questions they ask you is related to what? The roles, the JD, the job description. All right? For that role, if you qualify, congratulations. This is your offer of employment. Hallelujah. Yeah. But some of us, we marry without asking ourselves questions. We don't do interviews. No interview. We don't check if the person fits the, you know, can, you know, perform the roles. So what will happen is, what happens is we meet somebody, you know, some people decide they even get married. They meet somebody, then they begin to have sex. Then the lady gets pregnant. Praise God. Then the man says, I've missed my period. Where did you throw the period? I've missed it too. Are you sure? Is it my own? Is it not my own? Is it my own? Is it not my own? Then the lady goes and goes to be the mother of the guy. Your husband, your son has given me, your son has gotten me pregnant. You get brother pregnant. Not with my own. They do everything. No. Blah, 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 blah. Before you know it, introduction. From sex to marriage. They don't even know the middle name. They don't know the genotype. They don't know what is the challenge. You are not supposed to be having certain intimate discussions in the marriage. You are supposed to have had those conversations before the marriage to determine whether both of you can move together. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be what? Agreed. Praise the Lord. A lot of people put the cart before the horse. The reason for the relationship is, what do you call it now, is romance. The reason for the relationship is money. Then you get into the thing, the marriage, and you are saying it's not working. And something. No, listen. Look, marriages don't just fail. There are reasons why they fail. Marriages don't just work. There are reasons why they don't work. You can actually find out this is why it's not working. And if you listen to the stories and you ask yourself questions, you would have known, oh, we shouldn't go into this. Glory to God. I actually think that broken relationships are actually a successful, how will I put it, job application process. In a broken relationship, what has happened is, somebody applied for a role. We did the interview and we saw why they don't qualify for the role. Are you following what I'm saying? So a lot of people cry that a relationship broke rather than rejoice that it broke, that they found out why they shouldn't be together. Hallelujah. There are some folks that are afraid to confront the issues and ask the correct questions, so they do as though those issues don't exist. Then they close their eyes in the relationship, then when they get into the marriage, they open it. They now want counseling. You cannot counsel away things that are what? That are. Are you following what I'm saying here? Glory to God. Yeah, you can't counsel away. The guy sleeps around. He has slept with everybody, including your friends. You close your eyes to it. You now get to marry. You say, Pastor, I want you to counsel him. Counsel him for what? He sleeps around. He has an indiscipline problem. That is not something you try to solve inside marriage. That is something you avoid. Glory to God. Glory to God. So look at it. Look at what the scripture says. It says, husband, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, and gave himself for it. So you see that the husband is a sacrificer for the wife. Amen? He's a sacrificer for the wife. He loved the church, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So that means the reason why Jesus gave himself for the church was because he had a vision of how the church should look. There was a vision he had in mind. And that vision was that the church should be clean. Hallelujah. The church should be cleansed by the washing of the water. That the church should be glorious. He says in 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. Which means when a man who says he wants to marry a woman, he comes and approaches the woman, there must be a vision of that woman that is driving that action. If a guy comes to you and says, I'm interested in you, I want to be, the question you ask him is this: what did you see? Why? What is your reason? What are your reasons? Because his reasons, the reasons he gave, is going to tell you whether he is for now or he is forever. If a guy comes to you and says, Angelina, I like you. We say, okay, I want to date you. I want us to go to the house. I will marry you. Ask him why. And he says, man, your bum set. He's not. Bum that's set today will not be set tomorrow. Now, a lot of women, because of the context and the culture we grew up, we've grown up in, have been derived of validation. Fathers don't validate them. The environment does not validate them. So they are starved. A lot of women are starved of validation. So when they find validation, even from the wrong places, they fall. Pow! Because they don't get validation. There are some women that have not been told that they look beautiful. So when one person comes and tells them they look beautiful, that is the end. They are gone. They're gone. Because they are starved of that validation. That someone to tell them, you are enough. There's nothing wrong with your eye. There's nothing wrong with your head. There's nothing wrong with your... So when one guy comes and tells you, you're beautiful, you're the most beautiful woman in the world, she's going, he's blushing. That thing, she's hungry for it. She has not seen it. It's one of the reasons why, let me tell you something, my own daughter, nobody's going to use validation to this, you know. I will validate her. Like, I say, you understand? I've started from when she's young. Every morning I will carry her. I say, I love you, baby. And she say, I love you, daddy. Why, Sherry? Tell her she's the most beautiful girl in the world. I do that with my son too. Says the most handsome boy in the world, the most intelligent person in the world. So no matter what you say outside, you say your point does not matter. My daddy said I'm the most beautiful woman in the world. Glory to God. Amen. What vision does the guy see? As a man, there must be a vision you have for the woman you want to be with. That vision must be more compelling than any other thing. If you are married now and you know things are, you're having challenges, what vision do you have of your wife? Notice the Bible says that Jesus, glory to God, he loved the church and he gave himself for it. Notice when Jesus gave himself for the church, none of us were righteous. Romans 5:8 says we were all sinners. Glory to God. So that means that it was not because we were well behaved that he gave himself for us. It was while we were badly behaved. But it was the vision he had. What he saw we could be that made him sacrifice himself. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. A man is supposed to be able to see a woman, all right, and look beyond where she currently is. Glory to God. And look at the vision, what he sees that woman can be, and do what he needs to do to get her there. That's what Christ did with us. Praise the Lord. That's what Christ did with us. That's where a husband is. Glory to God. So, for example, a man is always complaining about his wife. You always, you see that thing you are complaining about your wife, that is what you are supposed to, what God has brought you into her life. Glory to God, to perfect. A sculptor does not complain that the clay is not proper, you understand, that there are imperfections in the clay. No, his job is to mold it. A husband is a molder. A husband is someone who shapes. Because it's not just going to shape the wife, it's going to shape the kids. So the vision that man has of the woman is very important. And women, let me tell you something, the vision the man has concerning you, what he sees about you that you cannot currently see about yourself is important. Does he see a businesswoman? Does he see a leader? That it will, those things, it will affect how he relates with you. Or does he see a useless woman? So men actually think the woman is a useless woman. And you are a very useless woman. You understand? You are useless. I mean, I don't even know why I married you. That's what they see. And what about women? It is what you see and you tell them they are that they will manifest for you. If you tell a woman she's useless, she will manifest uselessness for you. She will manifest it. She will manifest it to the point that you will say, okay, yes, you understand? I'm useless. So you find sometimes one woman, a man is skinny, she's useless. That same woman, you take her into another environment, she's like an angel. The issue was not the woman. The issue was the person, and it's the person, you know, had the relationship, you know, this person was having with her. So a woman that is said to be a monster at home in church is an angel. I mean, I've seen those kind of scenarios. The man is complaining about the wife, but when you hear what he's saying about the wife, and you look at that person in church, you're like, ah, no, it's not the same person. Praise the Lord. So what do you see? What vision do you have about that woman? Glory to God. Now, listen. In 29, it says, for no man ever yet ateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Now, listen. Marriage, two have become one in body. Each member is to treat the other as one body, because in marriage, the actions of one has an impact on the well-being of the other. So listen, before you begin to think about being joined to somebody, you need to ask yourself two questions. Number one, do you love yourself? Number two, does that other person love themselves? Because an individual that does not love themselves adequately does not have love to give you. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? Church, are you listening to what I'm telling you? An individual that does not love themselves appropriately does not have love to give you. You heard that the lady has slept around and has been committing abortion with different people. She doesn't love herself yet. She doesn't love herself yet. This one is having unprotected sex everywhere. He doesn't love himself yet. He doesn't love himself yet to protect his health. Hallelujah. Don't put yourself inside, please. Because it says the man, all right, it says, for no man ever yet ate his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. So the man that is taking care and is nourishing his own self, the one who is loving his own self, is the one that will be able to love somebody else. You cannot expect love and care and intentionality from somebody who is not caring for themselves and who is not intentional about their own self. Come on. Glory to God. I said glory to God. I said glory to God. In marriage, two have become one. So, the quality of your choices, the person you decide to go with, is going to determine the quality of your marriage. Everybody say this with me. The quality of my choice is the quality of my marriage. Say it again. The quality of my choices is the quality of my marriage. Very simple. Very, very simple. If you married a woman that you have to do DNA tests to confirm that the child is yours, you are telling us the decision that you have made. Praise the Lord. Am I going too deep, or should I start the surface? I should go deeper. I should go deeper. You are now, all women are the same. You are saying the paternity fraud. You are carrying. Listen, it's a reflection of your choice. All women don't sleep around. The reason why it's looking as though all women are sleeping around is the kind of women you are around. Amen. Today you are out. All men are not playing Niger bets. All of them are not Yahoo Yahoo. All of them are not NFAs. Rolling on the bed by 12 noon. The ones that are Yahoo Yahoo is the ones you are around. So there are men that have integrity. You need to locate yourself around them. But there is where those ones are. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah, there are a lot of them are here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, that's where those ones are. But there are some people that their village people is pursuing them. The one that is good for them, they never find something good in them. There's always a problem. It is the way that they say, I love him so much. Something inside some people is calling for what will destroy them. Yeah. It's calling for it. Something inside. They say good girls like bad guys. Why the good girls? There's no good girl that likes a bad guy. It's just the good girl is faking it. She's not a good girl. Are you following what I'm saying? She's pretending. She's not a good girl. Amen? There is no good guy that likes bad girls. There's no good guy that is looking for a baddie. He's a bad boy. He's just camouflaging. A man that has purpose and vision is not going to marry a woman that has breasts outside. Yes, sir. Are you following what I'm saying? He's not. It's not. There's nothing that you want to do. He will not do it. Do you know why? Because he is full of his purpose. He knows that the wife he marries is a reflection of himself. He knows. He knows. So he knows he can't be careless there. Hallelujah. You see, listen to me. There is a reason why some people marry young. And after 5 years, they divorce or separate. It's because when you marry young, the reasons for that marriage are usually superficial. Then you enter into the marriage. Then those superficial reasons you gave yourself for the marriage, it disappears. You now enter and find out that marriage is deep. Are you following what I'm saying? Marriage is what? It's deep. It's deep. You just lost a huge business deal. And you are trying to go to your wife so that you can talk to the wife, your wife can pour life into you. And, you know, have conversation. You go home and you say, baby, I just lost this deal, you know, this, we're not able to do it. You're trying to have a high-level conversation with the woman you married because of her bumbo. Then, as you got there... As you got into the marriage, well, yeah, let's talk. And I was like, you lose, huh? You lose, huh? Wow. Don't worry, sit down. I go make amala for you, chop, eh? Big brother, so make we just watch her. Let's wait, 3-1, you understand? The next day, she's asking for money for her. As though everything you said the day before. So she does not have emotional intelligence. You didn't notice it. It's only bomb, you notice now. You have married and the bomb cannot help you. So you now find that as time goes on, that man goes, this cannot work. It can't work. Now people outside, listen. Oh, are you people listening to what I'm telling you? So they say it cannot work because he's dying inside. He needs the woman to pour life. The woman sometimes she's feeding her husband to pour life into him. But she went in for superficial reasons. It's the reason why you will see two people married. The woman is very beautiful. The man looks as though he has sense. Then it will come out that he was cheating. Then you will look at the person he cheated with. And you compare it with the wife. You say, how can you cheat on this beautiful? Listen, it's not beauty that keeps a man. It's not what beauty. Listen, you can look at a woman's face, and no matter how beautiful it is, you are looking. The more you look, the more the beauty fades. What will make the beauty is the character, is the life she brings, the peace of mind she brings. Glory to God. Am I going too deep, or should I stay superficial? Praise the Lord. Now, listen, the Bible says, for no man ever yet hated his flesh, but nourished and cherished, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, flesh, and his bone. He says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they twain shall be what? One flesh. So it's two becoming one. If one has trauma, If one has the wrong programming and comes together to join with another one, that one that they join together with is going to have to deal with the trauma, with the mindsets the other one has. I heard the story of a marriage that collapsed. What happened? They got married, and I think the wife did not tell the guy that she had a 50 million naira loan. 50M. What did you take loan to do? Something, 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 something. But there is 50 million. And as a man, if you know something, that you see that 50 million that she took is your loan. Because this is what is going to happen. Every day, she'll be like this. What is it, honey?
Is this 50 million? I don't know. The man has been calling. They have been calling.
You as a man, you know, you want to now say, I'm the savior. I have to do something. One of the mistakes you must not make in marriage is this. Listen. Every woman needs to marry a man that can take a bullet for her. Listen. Needs to marry a man that can take a bullet for her. But every man must marry a woman that will never make it necessary. Do you understand? She will not make it necessary. She will not make it necessary. A wise woman knows that if she makes this mistake, her husband will cover her. But she will not make the mistake so that the husband will not have to. Are you getting what I'm saying? She doesn't have to. A lot of people like that. Those, marriage. Oh, I'm not married. I need to marry everybody. Because everybody is chasing that picture. That by day, the picture comes and everybody. But, Papa has said, I married my own. Listen, it's good. I like it. I want to eat your jollof. Amen. We ever seen the jollof I gave to the officiating minister? Amen. Don't worry. We teach you how they do it in this church. You need to have a good big bowl and this thing, cooler. Because I will not wait to eat at your reception. So you will put it this. I must eat that jollof. So that marriage must work. I don't eat jollof of marriage that does not work. Because I cannot eat the same jollof twice. The marriage must work. Are you following? But you see, there are a lot of, a lot of broken people are moving around. Wounded people. And they want to marry. Wounded people, damaged people, paralyzed emotionally. They want to marry. There are some people, they don't have love to give. It has finished. They need fresh supply from heaven. But they want to marry. The quality of the marriage is a function of the quality of the two people inside the marriage. There is nothing, it's the two people inside the marriage. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen to me, women. Let me talk to you. Small. Let me talk to you. The greatest need of a man in marriage, I know people say it's respect, but let me coin that respect in another way, is peace. What did I say? Peace of mind. Manilada. Some of you, your problem is too much. Even from dating, we can't rest. Started dating, we cannot rest. 15 calls. You call us one, we didn't pick. You will now call us 115 times. You will send message, send message, send message, send message, send message, send. Kilote! Did we? Kilote? It's dating. We didn't say you should be holding your destiny. Kilote. Peace of mind. Then when he picks up, where are you? Where are you again? Where are you? You have now run that for the peace of mind. The man's heart is beating biggity, 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 because he started dating. Every day without you, his BP is normal. With you, it's high. You say, you see, this is how I love. I'm a present lover. Pele, omnipresence. Yahweh romance. Peace of mind. But a woman that gives a man peace of mind needs to be at peace with herself. She has to be at peace with herself. She should not be someone that is having battles, internal battles. She has not won. Because sometimes the turbulence a woman gives outside is a reflection of unwon battles that are inside her brain, the voices she's hearing, the fears, the trauma she has experienced. Some ladies, listen, I'm coming to the men. Some ladies, you need to see a therapist. You say, Pastor, what of you? Do you know how many people I have to see? He's therapist. You need someone that will sit down with you for 6 hours and hear you talk and be counseling you. You understand? Sometimes we, Pastor, we don't have time like that. So after, if I want to counsel you, I'll see you 15 minutes and you go, but that 15 minutes is not enough. I know it. You know it. You need someone who's their job to hear you. And we thank God for we have a Christian therapist in this church. Eh? We can refer you. Some people have problems. It's not right for you to marry in this state, this way you are thinking. Hallelujah. Peace of mind. You have to be at peace with yourself. At peace with yourself. What kind of wife do you want to be? Are you a woman with a vision? Do you have something you want to do? Do you have a purpose on the earth? Or is your purpose is just to say, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful. See, bum bum. Is that your purpose on this earth? Your body? You see, I see some ladies doing BBL. I'm coming. Now, you see, if you start going to the theology, is it sinful? Is it not sinful? The question I always want to ask is, the first question, why are you doing it? Did your great-grandmother do BBL? Did your great-great-great-great-grandmother do it? Why are you doing it? I'm a doctor. I know what is inside there. Why are you doing it? Do you know how many people die doing BBL? Do you know about infection, kidney infection for BBL? So my question is this. If you are to risk your life, dear woman, for a fake bum-bum, I need to ask, what is driving it? Because a woman needs to understand that what is before her is greater than what is behind her. Are you following what I'm saying? She needs to know that. And if she is thinking that men will not deal with her except they look at what is behind her, she has low self-esteem. I'm sorry. She doesn't understand the value she carries. Then she does not understand what men are really looking for. Oh, let me tell you a bit about men before I talk to men. Sisters, should I talk to you? Oh, listen. Listen. A man is a very interesting creature. You know, we are still talking Bible now. A man is interesting. A man can be sexually active 24/7. Every day of the week. So you see, the default response of a man to a woman is sexual. What does that tell you? A man being sexually attracted to you is nothing. There's nothing there. Because that's usually the default response of any man. It's biological. It's a biological thing. It is like jollof rice. Feeling that is special because I want to eat jollof rice. If you make jollof rice well and it smells, you know, that party jollof, we will respond to it. Glory to God. If you bring ile inyo, pandiam, and, you know, bokoto with some orishi-wishi, and you do ile aseko, and I perceive it, glory to God, I will be attracted to it. It's a biological response. It does not mean I'm going to marry the pandiam. The purpose of that pandiam is to eat it and move on. Are you with me? Yes, sir. So, sex is not what men are looking for in marriage alone. Sex in marriage is just one of those things. He needs peace. He needs alignment. Glory to God. It's the reason why you see a guy, very indiscipline human being. He has slept with different girlfriend. But when he wants to settle down, amen. You hear, I want to settle down. You say, no, this one's I was listening, but this one we marry. Why? Because he knows that these other ones, they can't give him what a wife will give. Every man knows what who a wife is. Amen. Man, just as a woman, women know who a husband is. Women that are not in love are very, very correct about someone's character. The ones that are not in love. You see, the woman that is in love is the one you must not hear. Anything she says, don't hear it. She's talking rubbish. Whenever I'm asking people, a lady that is in love, I tell me about him, and she's always, I don't listen to anything she's saying. Yeah, it's when they break up, she'll come and say the truth. Hallelujah. Men. So don't discount the attraction. In fact, that sexual attraction, just remove it. Move all those things. All these things. You are the most beautiful. Just discount it. Let us face, who is he? What does he want? Hallelujah. When you discount it, you will be able to see the man for who he is. Glory to God. Treat dating like job application. Somebody is applying to be CEO or COO in your life. Ask questions. Look at him and say, ask questions. Ask questions. Ask questions. And we will look at what we are going to look at. I have just a few more minutes. Praise God. Are you learning something today? Are you learning something today? Now somebody will say, what is the role of God in this, in choosing? Does God choose for people? Yes. Does God know who should marry? Yes. But you see, how you will know. You see, there's what God knows, then there's what you know. How will you know what God knows? I'll tell you. There's a place of asking God, but also you have to have criteria. I'll give you an example of that in scripture. Turn your Bible to Genesis. Glory to God. Hearing the story of Bill Gates. So there's a fire that came out recently, the Epstein fire. Epstein was a guy, was a pedophile, and he used to organize, you know, this. There's some people, there are some things some people do. God will help us in Jesus' name. The people in the world, man, when you understand what it means to be Christ, you will never envy anybody in the world. I mean, very, you know, somehow thing. So, apparently, Bill Gates caught STD. From sleeping around with some Russian girls, and he infected his wife. So his wife was having sexually, you know, infection, but she was like, where did she get it from? Jonas asked. So do you know, because so that she won't go to the hospital, and you know, he now was asking for how he can be putting antibiotics inside her drink and medicating her without her knowledge. That guy has money. He's brilliant. But he was weak in moral character. The wife found out and she divorced him. People were wondering, how can you divorce the richest man in the world? One of the richest people in the world. When you ask that question, it's because you don't understand marriage. Marriage is the most transparent arrangement ever made. Nobody knows you better than your wife. Nobody knows you better than your husband. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. You will think you have fruit of the Spirit before you get married. It is when you enter marriage that they will use that fruit of the Spirit to make smoothie. You will see someone that he said is so calm, he's so calm, doesn't lift his voice. Inside marriage, there's seabed. You will like, but that dog. Marriage. Why? Because in marriage, your decision impacts the other person, and their decision impacts you. So there is no one that can elicit raw emotion unprocessed emotion like your spouse. That's why you must be careful who that person is. Praise God. Listen, be careful whenever somebody you meet and says they like you, tries to rush you into sex. There's something they are hiding. You see, what sex is a bypass. What did I say? No, let's call it the word that will make it enter your conscience. Fornication. Say fornication. It's a bypass. Why? Because you see, what sex does or fornication does is that it makes you bypass the deep issues and hold on to the pleasure of that sex. So you have some people in relationship, they know this person is bad for them, but they cannot let go of the sex. So the sex is what is keeping them in the relationship. And that sex is what is going to make sure they forgo their destiny. There are some people that because of sex, they've stayed in a relationship and their time has been wasted. 33, no marriage. Yes, they are doing cohabitation. 33 years old woman, she's inside there with her classmate, 34 years old. She said nonsense like, I love him. I love him. He has not known. He's just sleeping with you. Sleeping with you. You are getting up. In fact, you're even doing money depression. Father, we want to thank you for this home. Which home? There's no home there. I want to thank you for the home. Which home? There's no home. Who's deceiving you? Home. We are together. We are married in spirit. So should you keep quiet there? I heard someone say, no, you see, it's marriage to be. You know, you don't have to, it's not up to you. Stand before a pastor, but both of us can just stay in our room and I can say, I marry you. And you will say, I marry you. And you are there. Look at your neighbor. If a lady is sitting beside you, shake the lady's hand like this and say, in this life, in the name of Jesus, may you not be stupid. Yeah. Some of us, the pain your mother feels is that she realized that she was stupid. That's why she's shouting at you the way she's shouting at you. That's why she's screaming when you brought one person that doesn't look like Odo Yasens. That's screaming. She's not controlling you. She's trying to tell you, the thing that is following me is not following you. That's why she's shouting. Don't be stupid. Glory to God. Your mother complained that your father was sleeping around. You two now, you're dating somebody. He's sleeping around. And both of you are fighting. You are holding his chair. You are breaking his windscreen. You are doing Instagram reels. Oh, mad girlfriend. Are you not waking up to see that something is following you? Stop and say, this pattern stops with me. Praise God. You're a brother. Your father has 7 children from 5 women. Confirmed. There are other ones that are not confirmed. Any small thing. Your mother is coming to do gossip with you about woman somewhere that something. Then she started going to church now. What is she going to church? She's going to pray against the juju. The other women are firing the arrow. She said, Mama Kiniko is sending arrow. That is what you grew up with. That's your life. This one is sending arrow. The fear of arrow from your father's partners in fornication and adultery. You have now grown up. You are now having 3 girlfriends. Something is following you.
Yes, sir.
You just want to be unfortunate. Yes, you think this thing is religion we are doing here. Look at this. Something is following you. You need to say, this thing stops with me. I will have a home. Glory to God. A home. I will be sexually disciplined. My wealth will be protected. No plenty children from different United Nations women will come and fight. You understand what I'm saying? It's a decision you make. That is why the choice of a spouse, it is intentionally entered into. Don't, no funny business. You enter with your eyes open. Hallelujah. Let's wrap this up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. How do you choose? Listen. Now, does God choose for people? Yes. But there's how you know what God has chosen. Because there's always that choice. All right? God knows who is best for you. All right? It's not one person. You know, God knows all. Glory to God. Genesis 24, 12 to 14 says, and he said, listen up. O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. Abraham has sent these servants to go and pick a wife for Isaac. Now this goes and says, I said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Pay attention. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass. Now he's praying for, he's asking for a leading of the Spirit, but he's telling God to lead him by the character of the person. He says, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou has showed what? Kindness unto my what? What did he ask for? A kind woman. Someone say a kind woman. Ah. Some people are beautiful, but they are not kind. Some people are handsome, but they are not kind. Don't date an unkind person. Don't marry what? An unkind person. An unkind person is someone that wants to settle quarrel, but we use 2 weeks malice to first, you know, punish you. 2 weeks! I won't talk to her. There are some men, this is how they punish their wife. They say, you did that! You did that! Then when the wife honored, they will go, walk away. Then the wife cooks a food. They won't eat. They look at the food. In their mind, they are punishing the woman. You are not kind. An unkind woman denies her husband sex because there was something, you understand? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You are unkind. You now heard that he has an affair. You are not coming to call pastor. You left your husband for 6 months. You say you are not, you close shop and put padlock. Satan set leg for him. He fell. They are not coming to call pastor. The pastor, come and see. These are the kind of Christians. You're unkind. You see, marry kind people. A kind person will always say, let me put myself in their shoes. How would they feel? How would I feel if this was done to me? You get what I'm saying? That's a kind person. That's not all. He checked for kindness, hospitality, and a work ethic. She was hardworking. I hope you know, it was not because this guy prayed that all of a sudden Rebecca became hardworking. No, this was who she was. She met a stranger and she was kind to him. Why was it important? Because Isaac was going to become the what? The head of Abraham's household. Abraham already had a large household. And Abraham was an important person. Abraham interacted with community leaders and all in Canaan. So the wife Isaac was to have must be someone who was open to receiving strangers. A man whose business and revenue and destiny will rise by maintaining relationships cannot have a wife that chases people from the house. She has married him. She has entered the house. Now, the father and mother of her husband cannot come. They have to fill form. Yes. You want to see us? Okay. When, ma? Please, fill this form. We will get back to you as to when the home can be accessible to you. The man will not progress. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. A woman that will be CEO of a company needs to marry a man that is not afraid to let her fly. Yes, let me talk to some men now. Brother, please listen to me. If you are fortunate enough to have a woman as a wife that makes it rain financially, do not let the principalities and the powers in your father's house and your mother's southern side, hallelujah, make you fight that woman. I heard your story. A woman is making money, she's doing well, she's brilliant and all. But because she's any more than the husband says she should sit down at home. Amen. And take care of the kids. He's earning 150k. She's earning 1.5. He says she should sit down at home. That they should listen. Can't you see that they are chasing you? Listen, they've not only chased you. You see what I found in the spirit. Let me explain what I found to you in the spirit. They've taken your brain, you understand, in that witchcraft coven. Then they are making suya. They're about to eat it because you see, they've not eaten it yet by the grace of God. You see, because she's making 1.5 million. Some 5 million. The man is now saying, then there are some that will say, the only condition I can say I can accept it is that 5 million you make, you will deposit it into my account. Okay, don't worry. Next week, I will talk about men, you know where. Amen. There are some things a man should not say. There are some qualities a man should not have. A man should not be insecure. And sisters, never marry an insecure man. An insecure man can kill you and bury you in the boys' quarter and tell your parents he does not know where you are buried. Insecure man. If there is any kind of man you must be afraid of, like you fear Satan, it's an insecure man. Insecure man. An insecure man cannot, he can't handle the success of his wife. As small as she finished with 2-1 and he finished with 2-2, it's a problem. Any small fight, is it because you finished with 2-1? That you're talking to me like that? Is it because I will show you now that I'm the husband that even though you finished with 2-1 and I finished with 2-2, and God has made this 2-2 your head? Insecure man. Praise the Lord. As for you, sister, I just want to marry any man. Hey, my first sister. Hey, it's not everybody that has penis that is a man. No. Yeah. It's not everybody that has penis that is a man. No. Man is not by penis. It's the mindset. Hallelujah. Can we talk to each other this morning? You need to make better decisions before you marry. Those of us that are married, we need to make our marriage work. Amen? It must work. Pastor, you don't understand. You don't understand the kind of woman this wife. This uncle, calm down. If you lose that woman, another man will marry that woman. And before you know it, you'll be watching her on Instagram. I've seen things in this life. You can't do it. You can't. Everybody, they're fighting. Then they divorce. That one now marry somebody else. And that one maybe, you know, sometimes. Let me tell you, sometimes marriage is like this. A man marries a woman. When he saw her to marry her, he found her beautiful and I cannot do without her. But as time went on, he now began to see her as, you know, just like that plastic plate in the kitchen. She's just there. I used to tell married men, there is no woman outside that is finer than your wife. You see all those things you are seeing, those women that are shaking. He's shaking, he's shaking, he's shaking. If you buy something tight enough, your own wife will to be shake. There is nothing there. Are you hear what I'm saying? That beautiful, the witch is looking nice, the air, everything. Uncle, you've not put it on your wife's head. That's why it's worrying you. Go and buy, put it on your wife's head. You will see the beauty come out. Get someone to come and do makeup for your wife. Not the one that she just, because of the children, get somebody. By the time they are done with your wife. I saw a video, they were doing something makeover, something like that. I think it was this guy, Ashakain or someone, I don't know where I saw him. Went and saw one lady. The lady was on the road selling stuff. And I said, ah, man, you want something, let's go somewhere. That they'll take her, you know, shop for her and stuff like that. I saw the lady, oh, I saw the lady before. Married men, take care of your wife. Are you hear what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm telling you. Take care of your wife. Ha! You see, investment in your wife is investment in yourself. He took the person, they went, then he took her to a place, they did manicure and pedicure. They did the hand, then they did makeup for this lady. Then he took her to where they would buy clothes. He now bought a gown for the lady. Did hair. Took her shopping, bought stuff and stuff like that. Then took her home. Brethren, I saw the woman and said, no, it's not the same woman. Your wife is not ugly. You are not spending on her. You are not paying attention. Spend on the woman. You will say that she's very beautiful. Glory to God. Very, very beautiful. This one that your eye is always roving around. You say, Pastor, the temptation is too much. What is that for you? What is there? Spend on your wife. You will see that there is food at home. Rice is plenty at home. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. So let's look at qualities and we close. Seven qualities you look out for when you want to marry. Time is fast spent. Are you getting value?
Yes, sir.
Please, I beg you, don't just hear this one and just hear, then you go back and be doing the same thing. If not paid your buy price, you are staying in my house. And you say, Father, or Auntie, first move out. What did I say? Move out. Move out of the house. Go to your father's house. Your dad is not dead. There's house. Move out. Don't be saying, our place. You are who? It's not your place. You see, sisters, if there's anything that God will help you with, it's not to lie to yourself. You know those friends of that guy that are coming? They are coming to play PlayStation. And that's coming. All right. And you were like, you're like, stop it. Don't what? Deceive yourself. You are not our wife. He says he's not ready. How old he is? 35. He has house. He even has PlayStation. Someone is not ready for marriage, he has PlayStation. He's ready. Anybody that can be putting penis inside a woman's vagina is ready for marriage. It's not that he's ready. It's that act to say, I'm ready. And if you are here, please. Number one, don't commit fornication. It's against the law of God. If you live in sin, you are going to suffer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not God punishing you. It's that you see, sin has punishment inside. I was talking to my wife and I went for this thing. Then the doctor called my wife to say one thing. So they had missed up a test. And he said there was one thing inside. That is, I said, where? It's not possible. We got to the place and asked the doctor. They said, you said there was something. Where would she have gotten it from? I thought it was a mistake. Living a life of righteousness, you don't have anything to fear. If a lady that is not having sex misses her period, she doesn't say she's pregnant. Koniwa, she's not looking for the period. It will come. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Peace of mind. But when she's, I missed my period. We need to look for it. Hallelujah. When you hear she missed her period, you are a man. You can no peace. Yeah. If you zipped up and not fornicate, will someone be telling you they miss something? Praise the Lord. The kind of marriage you want to have, the kind of children you want to raise. Look, there are some rich people. They have children everywhere. Recently, one musician. One said, "You are my father. I'm not your father. You are my father. I'm not your father. You are my father." It's now online. Do you know how embarrassing it is? Your child is now scrolling. You are my father, I'm not your father. Then you're not asking your father, Daddy, who is this person saying you are my father? I know my children. And the way they were asking them, Sophie just came, Daddy, are you a father? God forbid, but you are the one that determines it. Praise God. Qualities to consider in a spouse. Number one, a lover of God. Person should be born again. You see this thing we are saying? It's not that this person should just be born again, no. So it's 17. So born again is number one. Amen. Don't say, Pastor, he's born again. Number one. And a lover of God born again in pursuit of spiritual growth. This person must want to grow. He's not perfect. He may have things he's dealing with, but he is growing. 1 Peter 2:2. Number two, the person must be hardworking. Don't ever you marry someone that is not earning an income. You will suffer. See, listen to me. If you marry a man that is speaking in tongues from morning till night and doesn't have something he's doing for work, both of you will speak in tongues without food. The interpretation of that tongue is go and work. Listen to me. Don't marry a spiritual but lazy man. Let me tell you why that combination is very deadly. Spiritual but lazy. You know, someone that you are telling something and he has dropped 10 scripture. The word of God and he's lazy. He can talk scripture and any small thing is praying, but he doesn't want to walk. Ha! That combination is deadly, sir. Why? Because he has God as his backer for not working. And husband, I beg you, in the name of the thrice holy God, never, as much as it lies within your power, never allow your wife be the one going all out for there to be food at home. Fight that sin with your life. Fight it. Because if you don't, the mental health of your wife will be affected. She will masculinize. And it will affect your children. Make sure the picture your children are seeing is right. You see, the trauma is generationally passed across. Traumatized people get married, then they traumatize their children, then those ones get married. So it is passed across generations. Don't let it happen. Don't make sure you listen. You have one business, you are doing it, has not yet worked. All right? You will go and get a job. You must get that job. And you must, you will take care of that home. Make it, you must make up your mind. Hallelujah. A man must be able to go to a place where he can pull out the giant inside of him that can stand tall, and his children and his wife can say, we have a giant at home. We will hide under his cover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three. Into a cousin and a spouse, sexually disciplined. Please, ask people their body count. I know there's therefore in Christ, any man in Christ is a what? New creation. All things are what? Behold, all things are what? Auntie, please. Brother, please. When you are an old creature, let's do your body count. So that we can be prepared. I won't lie to you. In marriage, it matters. It doesn't mean that someone may be in discipline before, but they're disciplined now. But you need to know. Hallelujah. Hey, what did I say? You need to. I need to know. You need to know. A lot of some challenges we have in marriages that is sexual. That's what causes it. You don't hear a woman say, I'm not sexually satisfied. And the man is saying, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, of course. Anything that I'm supposed to do, we've done it, though. The one that is inside book, the one that is not inside book, we've done it. But it seems it's not working for her. As a pastor, you'll be thinking maybe things are not working where they should work, but everything is working. It's because the count body is high. The expectations are unrealistic. Some people have watched too much. So there are some people, the problem is not the husband, what he's doing in sex or what the wife. There are some people, is that one is there, but some people it's not that one. The problem is there is an hypersexualization in their minds. So the craving has gone beyond human levels. Only spirit can satisfy it. There's entire level, another level that is not normal. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Some folks actually will need deliverance. Some folks actually need to see a professional. I'm telling you the truth. She's a sexual addict. Husband, she's sleeping with the cleaner, sleeping with the driver, sleeping with the security team, Aboki. Husband sees board of directors is climbing you, then cleaner is climbing you, then Aboki. I'm not saying Aboki as this, but your security, this is a problem. Your security guard. Sexual discipline. Someone has sexual discipline. It's the same thing with men. They're sleeping with house help. Your house help is, do you know what it means for a man to be sleeping with the house help? Or you are at a place of work, you are a boss. You are now toasting your underlings. Your own. Listen. What makes a man is what is seen in what he exercises dominion over. That is the proof and evidence of his masculinity. Governance, that is it. It is in dominion. It's not shouting. It's in what he exercises dominion over. Praise the Lord. So a man can have money. If he's not disciplined, he's not yet walking in the full potential of manhood. We'll talk about that soon. Let me just round up quickly. Number four, qualities to concern in the spouse. The person is friendly and sociable. Hebrews 13:2. Friendly and sociable. Not, we are dating, cut off your friends. I don't want to see them around. And you agreed. Auntie, he might be a serial killer. Amen. Glory to God. We've seen cases. It can be a ritualist. So he needs to isolate you so that when they kill you, nobody's aware. Number five, similarity in value system. Similarity in value system. You are saying, I can't support APC. Look at their you can't support APC. Look, their thieves, their stuff. The person is saying, there is nothing there. Nothing there. Even when I get there, this Nigeria is full of us. When I get there, I will steal my own. And you're like, auntie, your values don't match. See my value system. He's a yahoo person. He's stealing. You know the money is from stealing. You are not going, Pastor, I just want you to pray for him so he should stop stealing. Auntie, the value system does not work. One day, you will be the wife of a thief. He will be in prison. You will be visiting him in prison. Then you will be explaining. It's not like, life can happen to everybody. Shut up, it cannot happen to everybody. You knew he was a thief. Praise God. Brother, you knew. She told you she was a picker. She told you that she was a picker. Pastor Victor said, who is a picker? Forget it. She told you. But you say, I just love her. I just really, really, really love her. Her smile disarms me. They are following you. Because that girl is going to land you in trouble. Police will pick you, pick her. They will say it is you she is speaking for. Hallelujah. similar value system. If your values don't align, it's better to be single than to marry somebody without similar values as you. Listen, we must not demonize being single. I think that's another problem. Stop demonizing it. It's better to be single than to marry rubbish. It's better. Parents are going to take their daughter from a home because the husband wants to kill her. Calling family meeting. You beat our daughter. You beat her. Look at her face. Look at her. This thing, they saw that jaw. For what? They want to cancel the girl. To carry the girl back to the home where the man beat her to the point they had to sew her jaw. Because she must not be single. We need to counsel her properly so that she does not enter and feel pressure. And parents, we need to beg parents, please, in the name of the name of Jesus Christ, please don't guilt trip and blackmail our daughters to marry just because of marrying sake. Don't force them into marriage. Hallelujah. My daughter is going to marry a good man, but God knows. That guy has to have sense. Hey, amen. You know, some people, they say they go and meet the father, this thing, and they will just gist in sitting room. And no, our home will pass sitting room. I will take that guy out. I will say, no, honey, don't worry, sister. We will drive. I will take him to sports. This was the school she went to. This was, you know, This was where this, you understand? I'm not asking, what are your intentions for my daughter? And I'll bring some men of God. Are you here? I'll just bring Apostle Ira, will be here. You know, Pastor Daya Babala will be here, Pastor Adi. All men, no woman in presence. You sit down. What are your intentions? Talk to us. Yes. Talk to us. And we are going to ask him questions. Do you watch porn? Talk to us. Be free. Be free. Any site as you are dating another guy, we will know. If he, like, say, all of us, we operate in the revelation gifts. So don't let us use revelation gifts to catch you. Just say the truth as it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not by force. It's our daughter. Praise the Lord. It's our daughter. Because I really think that one of the problems we're having in marriages today is that women feel pressured to marry. And their identity is wrapped around marriage. Society has said if they don't marry, they are not complete. That thing, we need to kill it. It must die so that women can open their eyes, no pressure, to marry people that have sense. Praise the Lord. And as a church, by the grace of God, as God helps me, we are going to raise men of God in this place. Then we raise them in this place. Glory to God. If you are doing Yahweh, you enter, you will repent. If you are a sexual, you will repent. Hallelujah. You will repent. We will use word of God, word of knowledge to catch you. We will use word of wisdom, word of everything to catch and bring you and help you, because you are going to be all that God wants you to be. Because there is nothing inside sin. It's just going to deceive you. It's just deception. There's nothing there. Hallelujah. A man must give the gift of himself to a woman. That woman does not, if they tell her, we caught your husband in a hotel with a woman, she will say, it's his twin, it's nothing. And she should be right. We should raise men like that. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Number six, not giving to addictions. Please, if somebody you are dating is gambling and losing money to gambling, he has 40 bets app, Niger bet, all those nonsense, better break up. Let the person deal with that stuff. Gambling addiction is terrible. Terrible. Don't joke with it. It is not a joke. And if you are here, if you are addicted to gambling, you need to throw that thing away and seek help. Gambling, porn, Gaming. They are gaming money tonight. The person is addicted to game. Be careful. All of these things can be sorted out with help. And number seven, the person must be a good money manager, not a careless or reckless spender. You know, I told you last year, I told you this year, be careful of all this cryptocurrency, forex, and all that. Trust me, you don't have money to do it. Rise up on your feet. You don't have money to do it, though. Manage your money better. Be careful what you invest in. Don't throw money away because of wrong investment choices. The person you be must be a good money manager. Now, if you have somebody you are with that has certain issues that we've mentioned, let me tell you what you should do. Before you marry, let us sort it out. Get help before marriage. Don't think, oh, we'll be married, then we get help. No. Seek help before. Hallelujah. In fact, the willingness of that person to seek help shows you whether or not they are serious about you. Because if you care about the issue, then they should seek help to solve that issue. Marriage is a marathon. We must not enter carelessly into it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The destiny and the life of children are involved. Next time we'll talk about genotype and all those things. You understand? But you also know that don't go and marry someone where you have genotype compatibility. That's later. But it's involved. And as an individual, you have to say, listen, I am God's agent on the earth. I'm going to do God's will. I'm going to ensure that God's plan and God's will is accomplished through my life. And when you want to choose who you want to be with, that is the goal. That is the purpose. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray this.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For more messages, kindly search for our Telegram channel using the link t.me/oikiacc. God has blessed you.